Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're taking a detour from our usual fare to dive into a fascinating Forbes article about, wait for it, passive income.
Passive income? Color me intrigued. Isn't that the dream, though? Money just rolling in while you sip margaritas on a beach?
Well, not quite that easy, according to the article. It emphasizes that most passive income streams require a good amount of upfront work, but the potential payoff, financial freedom and security, makes it worth considering.
Got it. So what kind of passive income ideas are we talking about?
The article lists seven. Everything from real estate rentals, which can appreciate over time, to something as simple as renting out your garage.
Renting a garage? That's actually pretty clever. I never thought of that. What else is on the list? Anything a bit more, shall we say, ambitious?
Oh, they've got ambitious covered. Self-storage facilities, for example. High demand, low maintenance, but a hefty initial investment. Or how about creating and selling digital products like ebooks and online courses?
Digital products. That's very 2025, but I imagine it takes a lot of marketing savvy to get your product seen, right?
Absolutely. The article highlights the need for a large online audience or a budget for advertising. It suggests focusing on evergreen topics so you don't have to constantly update your products. Smart thinking.
I see, interesting. What about something more traditional, like investments?
The article mentions dividend stocks and REITs, real estate investment trusts, as a more hands-off approach. Reinvest those dividends, and you're looking at potential long-term growth.
Okay, so real estate, digital products, investments, what else? Anything a little more quirky?
How about vending machines? Low startup costs, but you'll need to keep those suckers stocked and strategically placed in high traffic areas.
Vending machines. Now that's a side hustle I can get behind. What about the last two?
Laundromats. Consistent demand, minimal labor after setup. Sounds promising, but again, location is key. And lastly, renting out personal property, like extra storage space, parking spots. These are lower maintenance as well, but limited by your available resources.
So, lots of options, each with its own set of pros and cons. The article makes it clear there's no magic bullet, right?
Exactly. The article emphasizes realistic expectations. It's not about getting rich quick. It's about investing time, money, and effort up front and making smart choices based on your budget, skills, and lifestyle.
It also mentions leveraging automation tools, doesn't it? To streamline things?
Yes, that's a great point. Using technology to automate tasks and manage your passive income streams can free up your time and make the whole process less stressful. Think scheduling systems and payment processors.
Any closing thoughts on this fascinating dive into the world of passive income?
I'd say the key takeaway is this. Passive income is attainable, but it requires thoughtful planning, realistic expectations, and a willingness to put in the work up front. And with that, we wrap up this episode of Nutty's Show. Until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.